Visit us online at www.thehype873.com.
Hey, you already know what's going on. It is your girl, Tampa Mystic, out here in ATL, man. Listen, I do have a special guest checking in. Someone coming from Florida, man. This is my home state homie. CJ, what's going on with your family? How you doing?
Yo, what's going on? I'm doing amazing. It's been a great day. My name is CJ. I'm from Sebring, Florida. I'm 28. I'm an artist, mostly R&B, soul, but I like to dibble dabble in other genres and collab with other artists.
Beautiful.
But I'm doing great. How you doing?
Listen, I'm doing good, man. It's always a pleasure to have people like yourself on the line because, you know, we had the opportunity to meet fairly recently at our studio when you came up and did the Traveling from the Basement with the OG Bigga. And instantly we caught a vibe. You know, you and your mom and your brother, like, you guys just came through with humble spirit. And I just wanted to point that out because some of these artists, they're not that humble. So I appreciate guys like you who are not only super dope and talented, but you have a humble spirit about yourself as well.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. And it was a pleasure meeting you. You also have a very humble spirit, very welcoming. The whole vibe was amazing.
Thank you. Well, I definitely appreciate it. And I hope that you guys can make it back up this way at some point in time and we can do this in person. But for now, hey, the phone interview works just fine. We're going to let people understand your journey. So let's take it all the way back. Were you born in Sebring, Florida?
Yes. Well, actually, my mom was on the road when she was, her water broke, and she actually gave birth to me in a Lake Wells hospital.
Mm.
But I'm from Sebring, you know, that's where I've always lived, my family lives, born and raised. Sebring, Florida.
Dope, definitely. So for people who are not aware, you know, Sebring, Florida is down. It's in Polk County and it's, you know, not too far from Tampa. So to kind of put people on the map of where it's at, it's, you know, not too far from Tampa. Take us through your journey, though. We'll say before the age of 10. What was Lil CJ like, you know, growing up? What were you into?
I was always outside on the trampoline, like, big imagination. Like, I was the only child for 7 years, so I was just like all in my head, very creative. I would love to watch like entertainment, like Michael Jackson, Usher. I'd watch Missy Elliott. I love Sade. And just listening to different sounds. My mom would always have R&B playing, like Maxwell, D'Angelo, Silk. I used to stand up on my little kitty cat, like Scratcher, and I would be just like on there with like a brush or something in my hand, just singing, acting like I was, you know, Usher or somebody. And I've just always loved music and expressing myself.
That is so dope. That's cute. I wish. Does your mom have any photos or video of you doing that? I would love to see it.
You know what's crazy? When I was younger, I think I was at one of my little brother's flag football games, and she left the camcorder bag, like sitting on something, and it had all the old videos and stuff there in that. So I don't think we have any, but. Maybe a picture. We have to go looking somewhere and see.
That's difficult because, you know, me too, same thing with my son. Like, a lot of the old videos I have, like you said, they were on camcorder and I don't know what happened to them tapes or if I would even have a way to play it in 2024, you know, like,
cause
technology has changed so much, but that is dope. So since a young age, are you a cat lover?
Yeah, I love cats, dogs. I like animals in general. There's anybody that any, you know, thing I could catch a vibe with. You know, there's some dogs I don't really vibe with, there's some cats I don't. But you know, if it's cool, chill, sweet, you know, I could, you know, be his friend.
Yeah, definitely. I asked that because you said you were standing on top of the little cat, the little scratch post. And I love cats. Like, I've been a cat lover since day one. So I think that's dope because some men be like, I don't like cats. I'm like, why? What did they ever do to you?
Right. No, cats are different, though. They are different. You got to kind of, you know, like, get to know them and get comfortable with them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So you mentioned, you know, like people like Michael Jackson, Sade, Usher, Missy Elliott, you know, obviously, definitely some of the greatest to ever do it. What is it about those artists in particular that really like drew you in and motivated you or inspired you?
I guess because like when you heard them or seen them, you were like, oh, that's Sade. That's right. Missy. Like they just very distinctive. They were very influential. They had a lot of passion behind what they did. You could tell like just through their music. I guess I just felt that energy, that vibe from them. Like, I guess that's why. Just very life-changing artists in my life. So, and the sound was very smooth. It was like relaxing, or it was something that was very catchy to me. And so I was really young. So it was just things like that, like very catchy or smooth that I just loved to listen to. Like, you know, D'Angelo and Maxwell have very like comforting, like almost soothing voices. So like I was very attracted to that, like, and like just the soulful type of music. I love that. Like I love the saxophone. Like, you know, that just kind of tone, that sound. So I think that's what kind of drew me to them, those types of artists.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. You can listen to them pretty much any time of the day and just get that, like almost that comfort zone. Like it just feels good and it's timeless. Right. Any of those artists, you know, I know Usher's still definitely heavy out here doing his thing and Missy Elliott as well.
Yes.
But it's like, you know, like MJ, definitely one of the greatest ever, and Sade as well. And, you know, D'Angelo and Maxwell, like you can put their music on today and it just sounds good. So it sounds like your style of music, like the R&B soul, kind of really falls into play with a lot of the artists that you named.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And even I can't forget Erykah Badu because I just covered a song of hers.
Love it.
Yes. It's just what I'm drawn to, what is like comes natural to me. My brother, actually, who I collab with a lot, he raps, Meezy Swerve. He actually pulls me out of my comfort zone, though. Like he's like, you know, try something like this, or don't sit down and write your music all the time. Sometimes just start singing, just let it just come to you just off the dome. So you know, he helps me out, try to spread and be diverse with my artistry, because you know that's always, it's always good to be relative to other people outside of what you're used to.
Man, that is facts. And I love the fact that, you know, you guys both do music, but you do a different style of music, so you guys can come together and collaborate and just probably come up with some really dope records together.
Right. Yeah. It's a dope sound. And maybe I'm just biased because it's me and my brother, but I just feel like it feels so like just dope and a little different to me, because I don't know of any, well, I know a lot of different groups from men like Omarion and, his brother, Marcus. There was a few other, two men, like groups, Boys to Men, obviously, but that was three. But like nowadays, I don't really hear any brothers like that rap or that do two different things,
right?
You know, like my brother raps and I sing. I think that's just kind of unique and different.
It is. And that's absolutely what you have to do, especially in 2024 in this music industry. You have to figure out ways to be unique and be different and find ways to stand out, because too many artists are trying to sound like another one. They're trying to look like another one. It's like, no, you want to be different. And you guys have nailed that for sure. And you got a good image as well, for sure. You guys are like the total package.
Dang. Thank you. Thank you so much. You don't understand how much that means, because like coming from a small town, it's like you don't, there's not as much to do unless you go outside, you know, in the city. And so growing up, you don't really have the biggest of exposure, and so like your dreams kind of, or I just speak for myself, my dreams kind of felt harder to get because like I wasn't like out in the city that much. I never really went to the city. I never really seen like bright lights and stages and like a large audience somewhere. I was born and raised in the country, in Highlands County, Sebring, Florida. So it was kind of hard for me. And I was singing a lot. And even in fifth grade, that's where I started really singing. My dad told me, sing in the talent show. There was a fifth grade talent show. And I was a little hesitant, but I loved Chris Brown a lot at the time. He had just came out with his first album. And so I sang the song, Yo, Excuse Me, Miss. And so that was the very first thing I ever did, like, in front of people. And then I was also doing a lot of church stuff after that, plays.
Okay.
And, like, just singing at church. And then I started to do competitions, and I went to American Idol, America's Got Talent, and I never got past the first round. And I tried a couple times, and it really hurt my spirit.
Yeah.
So, and then, like, the things that were going on in my town, like, we just weren't really that big. I wasn't feeling like I was moving. And I was young, yeah, you know, like middle school. And so I was just kind of hurt, and I stopped singing altogether. I just focused on school. I did acrobatics, you know, I was an athlete. And I just kind of forgot about singing. I felt like maybe just it isn't for me. But then I got back into it. My brother started rapping, and I moved to Texas for a while, but then I came back to Florida. And when we got back together, I was like, oh, you rapping? And he was like, yeah, man, I'm just like, you know, just started just something that I like to do right now. And I was like, well, okay, you're inspiring me to sing again. So he actually inspired me to get back into singing. And that was like, it was perfect timing. It was God timing for real. Cause I realized how it just wasn't the time for me when I was younger. I really didn't know myself. I've, you know, been through a lot ever since, you know, middle school, obviously. Now I'm 28. And I just feel like now just God just said, this is the time. All of that you went through, it wasn't against you. It wasn't meant to show you that this isn't for you. It just wasn't the time. And now I feel like it's a way better time for me and my family.
Yeah, I agree. I believe that God will oftentimes intervene in certain situations, and we cannot question it. And maybe during that time where you had stepped away for a little while, it was for a reason that maybe unknown, but God said, you know what, I want you to focus on school for a little bit, and then we're going to reroute you back to it. And look at you now, you know, all these years later, it's like your absolute passion.
I know, it's amazing. It's just like looking back and seeing how down on myself I was. I wish I could just go back in time and just like hug that little version of myself and be like, it's okay. Because I've grown so much. I became a nurse. I like have so much more characteristics about myself that are helpful and beneficial, not just for myself, but for others.
Yeah.
So I feel like in my music, I can like give that energy of just people being themselves, being okay with being yourself and loving yourself and loving other people and expressing yourself in however way it is. And obviously my music isn't always talking about that,
yeah,
but just, I would like for my message or my impact to be one of love yourself, be yourself, express yourself, however you feel, be the creative person that you were born to be. And I just want that to show through with, you know, what I do.
I love that. Absolutely. You are absolutely right. Because the one thing that I've really learned about life in all my years on earth is we cannot please everybody, nor should we try to. We'll go crazy. Right. We will be stressed out, anxiety. We have to absolutely unapologetically be 100% ourselves. And that's the true way to happiness. Nothing's ever going to be perfect, but in order to have peace in your life, you just have to be who you are, be the best version of yourself, and the people who don't like it, fine, keep it moving. We don't hang around people like that.
Exactly. And like misery loves company. So, you know, they may just be hurt. They may just not see it in themselves, and they're just, you know, just putting on this negative face for you, or, you know, just trying to not, and they may not even know what they're doing for real.
Yeah.
So sometimes we can't blame them, because sometimes it's our own family. And they've seen you when you were younger. So it's like, oh, now you're trying to be, you know, this big thing. You're just, you know, this little kid that I used to change your diapers. So it's like, sometimes you just gotta, well, all the time, really, just block out all of that stuff, no matter who it is, because God's blessing for you is always for you. Like, it's not going nowhere. And I truly believe that. And ever since I came back into singing, I've felt that so much more because I gave up a lot of hope in myself and others whenever I was going through, you know, me not singing. But God gave all that back to me, and I'm just so grateful. And I just want to use my passion now because I put it away, you know, for years. And I'm just grateful for it, and I'm just loving that I'm able to express myself this way do it with my brother when we collab and stuff. It's just amazing.
Yeah, no, you are absolutely right. That is a blessing. And then, of course, you know, you have your mom who is heavily on board with you guys and helping you guys. And man, that is beautiful right there, because, you know, who better to look out for your situation than somebody who birthed you, you know? And
absolutely. Yeah, I got to give it all to mom. And my dad is extremely supportive.
Awesome.
Without my dad, like, none of us would, like, be doing what we're doing right now. Dad is definitely, you know, a strong factor in all of this. And so that's a blessing to even have them two still in my life.
Yeah.
Honestly, because a lot of people that I know don't have that, and you know, for some, it could be better than others. But I'm just so blessed to have both of my parents in my life, and
yes,
the fact that they support me in what my passion is. So that is a blessing. And shout out to everyone else that supports us and everybody who has been with me up to this point and further. And just whenever I really opened myself, my heart up, and just started to be like, I'm just going to allow what's happening to happen. I'm not going to try to control it too much.
Yes.
I'm not going to worry so much about what responses I get or do not get. When I started doing that, God just really, like, got into the driver's seat of my life. Like, I got out and just let God get in.
Jesus, take the wheel.
Exactly. Exactly. Some days are easier than others, but, you know.
Let go and let God. That's what we have to do, because I think we as humans, I know for sure me, I'm an overthinker, and oftentimes will be too hard on myself. And you're right, when you kind of just let up and take a breather and, you know, let go and let God, it just, things flow so much better. Everything comes to place. You're not stressed out. The anxiety's coming down. So, you know, you're absolutely right. You are on the right path and the right journey with this, and you have the right people around you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. It means so, so much. So, so much. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. So you're in Sebring, which is kind of like right in the middle of the state. You know, you're surrounded by, you know, of course, so Sebring's in Highlands County. I thought it was in Polk County. I apologize about that. It's in Polk County. Yeah, it's kind of right there, though, right?
Right there, yeah. It's okay. It's a little below it. Just a little bit below Polk County is Highlands County. Then Polk County is above it. Highlands County has Sebring, Lake Placid, and Avon Park.
Gotcha. So within a 2-hour radius, you know, you've got, of course, Tampa, and you've got Orlando and Sarasota. Do you ever touch any of those cities, you know, in perform or anything on music business?
Yeah, absolutely. And even like on, you know, the analytics on Apple Music and Spotify, Orlando, Tampa, and Miami are big listeners of mine. So like, they'll be the ones that are at the top of my like 1, 2, and 3. So I actually performed in Tampa a couple months ago, performed in Orlando about a month ago. I haven't performed in Miami yet, but wanting to soon. But to answer your question, yes, I definitely do go out there and show my face. Thinking about maybe possibly moving or going into those cities a lot more,
yes,
just so I can get more, you know, just to get my face out there, get my music out there, because that's just what I want to do.
Definitely. Absolutely. That's why, you know, back in 2013, I left Tampa, because I lived in all the surrounding areas. I was born in Tampa, but, you know, of course, I lived in like Safety Harbor, Clearwater, Largo. But, you know, born in Tampa, I represent Tampa. But I felt like in order to really put on for my city, I needed to leave my city. So I agree with you. You know, oftentimes that's what we have to do. Not that we forget about the home base, but in order to advance in what you got going on, sometimes you might need to hit a bigger city in order to achieve all the things that you want to do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And when I moved to Texas, it was extremely life changing. I was there for like about four or five years. And it just completely shifted my perspective, my mindset, like my work ethic. It was just, it was amazing. So I'm actually excited for this next step of mine. And I feel like God is really leading me in a great direction.
I love it. Do you want to sing live for us by chance?
I'm like, okay.
You can either sing one of your songs or maybe sing one of your favorite songs from another artist.
I guess I'll sing my song.
Yeah, give us about 30 seconds. That would be great. I always love to hear the real, raw, uncut, unmixed, unmastered version, you know?
Okay. Let me see. I'll sing a song that I have out. Let's see. I'm addicted to you, to you, to you. I'm addicted to you, to you. I'm addicted to the time we spend in the mood you put me in. There's nothing more that you have to do. I'm addicted to you.
That's what I'm talking about. The ladies will love that. Yes, sir. Yeah, definitely. I would imagine your biggest audience is the women, you know, the females. They love, you know, to hear a man sing. It melts their heart because all of us women, when we hear songs like that, we swear that they're singing to us, even though they're not. But just kind of a little fantasy like, yeah, girl, that's my song, you know. So that is dope. That is dope.
Thank you.
Let's talk about, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Let's talk about.
Let's talk about your creative process. This is one of the most intriguing parts to me because every artist is the same but different, if that makes sense. When it comes to your music, I would imagine you're a writer. Do you actually sit down and put pen to paper or are you putting it on your phone? What does that portion of the creative process look like for you?
Yeah, so I have different ways that I create. It all goes off just like the vibe that I'm feeling. And also I recently started producing my own beats. So that's a whole nother thing in how I create. So I do put pen to paper. I also do write on my phone if I don't feel like getting up to get pen and paper, honestly. But if I have pen and paper with me, I have multiple notebooks because I keep some places, some in others, but I have multiple notebooks that I'll just, you know, doodle in.
Yeah.
Like, and a recent way that I started making music that has been easier for me because I just started getting stuck because I have so many songs and I'm like, well, I don't want to sound the same or, you know, so I've started to mumble. Like, I'll just let it flow.
Yeah.
Just like we were talking about before, you know, just getting out of the front, the driver's seat and just, you know, just letting things flow. So I'll just kind of just mumble to the beat and just like have certain, like a certain rhythm, a certain cadence, hit certain notes. And then I'll later go back and fill those notes and that rhythm in with words. And that has really been fun. And easy for me to create. And that's like my favorite way to write now. I used to just sit down and think in my head and write it down.
Yeah.
But being able to just mumble it out, it's just, it takes a lot of time out. I save a lot of time that way. Just for me, it works.
Yeah, it's almost like laying a stencil for it, kind of getting the melody and the sound how you want it. Like you said, not necessarily the words themselves, but you kind of know the flow and the sound that you're going for, and you can go back and reference it and then create from there.
Right, exactly, like a template, and it works very well for me.
That's dope. Let's talk about the production side. How long have you been making beats?
Since January, I've been making beats.
Okay.
And it's not like I'm still, you know, learning. I'm still learning singing and I'm, you know, learning myself.
Yeah.
But I take a lot of inspo from YouTube.
Okay.
Because actually my sound engineer, I was talking to my sound engineer about beats, because it seems as though beat making and songwriting are like two really big parts in the music industry, like where money comes in.
Yes.
A lot of producers get a lot of the cut. The songwriters get a lot of the cut of the music and whatnot. And so I was like, oh, okay, well, I love writing and I might as well start making beats too, because that's like my songs can just be more personal. And I can also keep a lot of stuff, you know, in the business.
Yeah, absolutely. Who better to get your sound the way you want it than you?
Right, right. And then also I feel like I would be a better artist for my sound engineer and for whoever else I'm working with, because I can kind of get their side of the story. So I'm not like, oh, well, why is this taking so long? Or why did you do this? Or, you know, I feel like I could just be a better team player if I know more about the music industry. So yeah, I started making beats this year, honestly, and I actually have over 5 songs. I think I have about 7 songs now that I made. I actually have one mixed and mastered. And it just feels amazing to have my own song that I've written, I sang it, I made the beat. You know, now I just got to learn how to sound engineer, but I love collabing as well. It's very stressful for me in my mind, because I feel like a lot of the times I'm a perfectionist, and like, I just feel like I just got to do everything the way I have it in my head. Cause like I talked about earlier, I'm like very creative in my head and my imagination is crazy. And so I have a very clear vision of how I want it. So then letting others put their hands in there, you know, I'm like, well, dang, it's not going to come out how I envision it.
Right.
But I'm learning, though, to let that go.
Yeah.
Because other people collabing with me can make something bigger, better, and touch more people than just what I think. So I'm learning more how to just, you know, give them a good explanation of what I want, and then let them cook it up too, because they're artists and creatives themselves. So I just got to, you know, trust others with my work more. I feel like every artist may have something like that with them, though, because, you know, it's something you care about.
Absolutely.
And so you want it to be taken serious. You want it to come out or sound or look a certain way. So, but yeah.
You're absolutely right. Yeah. Working with the engineer, you know, the best thing that an artist can do, and what you said is a great piece of advice. And it's something that I tell artists too, when they come and work with engineers that I work with, is, you know, always try to provide them with a reference of kind of how you're going with the sound, because they can't get in your head and hear what you're hearing. Like, you hear it in your head, you know, but it's tough to explain that sometimes. So maybe providing them like with a reference track and giving them as much detail, that's going to help them nail it as close as possible to the sound that you're going for. And on the production side, you know, once you really get that nailed down and, you know, get your, you know, production exactly where you want it, do you see yourself producing for other artists?
I mean, absolutely. I am going to go with whatever God puts in front of me. I'm going to really just allow myself to be open-minded, because there's so many ways to be in the music industry and make money and make a career out of it.
Yeah.
And music is my passion. So whether that's, you know, me singing and being, you know, on stages around the world, whether that's me being in the booth and mixing someone's vocals, whether that's me writing for artists and on the road with them, whatever the case, I'm open to it. I'm just expressing myself currently, how I feel God is moving me. And I'm just letting God just lead the way for real. So this is where I'm at today.
Definitely. Do you feel like as an artist, you're completely understood? Or do you feel like there's misconceptions about you as an artist?
Oh, I definitely feel there's misconceptions. I mean, as an artist, as an individual.
Let's clear them up. What's one of the big misconceptions? Me, I get people thinking I'm mean, and I'm like, no, I'm not mean. I'm just matter of fact. I'm about my business, you know? What's one for you? I'm just curious.
So one for me is that I'm just, and it may come just from like social media, my social media presence too. I feel like people may just think that I'm just way too nice or way too like pure. Like I may think that I'm just like the nicest person in the world, you know, because I also make content of positivity, mental refreshers and self-reflection. And so although I do make those videos and I'm a nurse and I love helping people and I love, you know, topics of clearing your mind, I'm also a human.
Yes.
And I go through things and I'm not perfect at all. And I feel like the reason why I can talk very genuinely about certain troubles and negative mind patterns and whatever, I feel like since I've been through it, I have a great understanding of how maybe I can explain it to somebody else to get it, or somebody can feel that, oh, that man's talking from a genuine place in his heart.
Yes.
So I can actually listen and understand the message. It's not even about me. It's about the message that I have. Like, I don't even want you to really care too much about, you know, the messenger. It's really the message that I want you to pick up. Man, so
that is deep.
So yeah, just...
That's deep. I love it. You're absolutely right. And I always like to talk about that because I feel like people feel like they really know us just through our, based upon what they see on social media. But it's like, no, we have a whole real deal life off of social media, you know?
Right, exactly.
Absolutely. Talking about, you know, the music, what are you currently working on right now? I know we have a single that we're going to check out here in probably about 5 minutes. It's called Rated R. Outside of that, are you in album or EP mode? Or are you focusing on singles right now? Run us through that.
So focusing on singles, I have a bunch of music. And a lot of it I had leased the beats from, because this is previous before I really started getting to know more people that were like really like deep into the industry and like the politics. And so I have a lot of music that isn't really able for me to really push in the direction I want to, and also the direction my team wants to, because of certain legality stuff.
Understood.
So I'm just working on singles now, you know, just pushing out certain singles. I also make beats, and I've, like I said, I have about 5 or 6 songs that I've made with my beat. So I kind of skip that whole legal risk there with the beat makers and producers, because sometimes, you know, they don't get the cut they want it to, and then, you know, you're going to court or whatnot. So I'm working on actually Rated R. I am thinking about doing a video too. Soon. I don't want it to be too risque though, because I have a couple risque videos already, and like I'm an R&B artist, so obviously it's gonna be lovey, sensual. I would like for this though. The song is pretty. I mean, it's not like rated R, like the song says. But it is, you know, in that direction. I want the video to be almost like PG-13, but the song rated R. So I want the video to just kind of give you the feeling, almost make you imagine.
Yes.
I don't want to really put it out there. I don't want it to be, I want everybody to be able to watch it. I don't want it to be restricted in certain countries and, you know, restricted to anybody under age of 18. I want it to be everybody be able to watch the video and just get the feeling and imagine in their own mind, you know, the sexual or rated R parts of
it. Absolutely. And so, I think you're doing the right thing because it's going to open you up to a broader audience. You're not going to box yourself into only a certain audience that would maybe want to see like a more provocative video. If you make it PG, like you said, now it's open to everybody, and that's where you're going to grow your fan base even bigger because you can cater to the whole world versus maybe a select few of people.
Right, right, right. So also working on that. I'm always in the studio. I'm also an emergency room nurse.
Bless your heart. I love it.
Yeah, I'm actually looking to maybe try other things that give me more free time, as far as like maybe in a remote job or something that I don't have to be at the hospital 12 hours a day.
Yeah.
Maybe my own business. But I'm young. You know, starting my music career, I recently started my nursing career about 3 years ago. So all of this is new. I'm growing as an individual, mentally, physically. You know, it's just, God is just so good. And I'm growing in different directions and areas of my life. And all I can do is just be grateful, show love to the people that I love and care about, because you never know what can happen, you know. And I just try to, like, whatever my passion and my values are, I try to do something in that day that is working toward those and getting me to where I want to be, you know. So that's what I'm working on.
I love it. I love everything that you stand for. I'm excited about seeing that visual when it's finally finished and out there. Well, that's something we have to look forward to. But let's go ahead and let them hear the record for people who may have not heard it, or maybe they have and they want to hear it again. We're going to get into it. But before we do that, CJ, where can everybody follow you at on your social media?
You know, everybody could follow me on Hey CJ, H-E-Y. S-E-A-J-A-Y on all social platforms, whether it's, you know, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, Spotify. It's Hey CJ.
Love it. Love it. I know you have a lot of people that love on you, support you. Who do you want to maybe give thanks to, shout them out? Anybody in particular?
Yeah, man, there's so many. Of course, God.
Yes.
Gotta give it to the Most High. My parents, mom, dad, my brother, man, Wiz, Miami, H2, just everybody that has been with me from the ground up, everybody that I've ever met and has poured into me and believed in me, my family, you,
hey.
Like honestly, Vega, just everybody I've met and just have really kicked it off great and had good vibes and been inspired by.
I love it. I love it. Well, thank you so much for sharing your journey with us. I can't wait for you to come back up here so we can actually sit down and do this in person. Yes. That will happen. We're manifesting it for sure.
Absolutely.
Well, listen, bro, again, it was such a pleasure to have you on here tonight, but we're about to get into this hit record called Rated R. Go ahead and introduce it for us.
Yo, what's going on, man? It's your boy, CJ. Listen to my new single, Rated R. It's a hot one.
Let's go. It's your girl, Tampa Mystic. We live the Hype 87.3.
Come and see what all the hype is about. Tune in to the Hype
87.3. Ooh. Think of you up, you might break my heart. You had me moaning from the very start. My mind racing, my legs shaking, eyes rolling back. Why do you have to do me like that? Fulfill my fantasy. I'm gonna want to see all that you could do. Ain't even make it to the room yet. Ooh, what you doing to me? I keep feeling like there's something about you. Yeah. There's something about you gets me around. So easy to vibe to. I want you to know. Keeping it a buck, you know we about to And as soon as you walk through the door,
it's restricted. Yeah.
We're getting free. Apologies, but you ain't tripping about it. I've been looking for love in the wrong places. Now you're telling me you love me. Can't hit the brakes, I'm too deep in. It's this feeling you've been giving to me. Got me slipping, sliding under the sheets. We tearing it up, I cannot control it. What you got me smoking? I can't get around it. There's something about you. There's something about you. Gets me around. So easy to vibe to. I want you to know. Keeping it a buck. You know we about to. And as soon as you walk through the door,
it's temperate street.
Yeah. It's temperate street.
Once again, that's CJ. Thank you so much for taking some time with us tonight. We appreciate you checking in right here at the Hype 87.3. Y'all have a great night.